Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of good news happening here at home and worldwide over the past week. And Cathal O'Sullivan is with us to put a smile on her face this Wednesday afternoon.
How are you, Andrea?
Not bad, yeah. How are you?
Well, albeit the weather is very rubbish compared to last week.
You're flat out in the midst of rehearsals at the moment.
Oh, yeah, you know me. Up and down, flat out rehearsing. But I have all the reasons to keep us happy.
Yes, go on, tell us. It's not a lovely day, it's the perfect day.
Yeah, well, it's not a lovely day out here in Dublin City at the moment, but the perfect day. So scientists have revealed the formula for a perfect day. So I don't know what your perfect day includes, but apparently it should include 6 hours spent with family, 2 hours with friends, and 90 other minutes of socialising. So that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time in one
day. Hang on, six hours with family. Well, I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do that myself.
2 hours with friends. More often than not, weekly, I don't. Well, sorry, like my work colleagues.
Yeah, and then 90 other minutes of socialising. So whatever that includes.
That's a lot of your day. And are you working in the middle of all this too?
Apparently so. So it also involves 2 hours of exercising, like when you're working all week, it's bear in mind you could get an hour in and you're happy in the week. But 1 hour spent eating. Now, in the perfect day, I spend a good 3 hours eating. Food is my, comfort. It's like...
So the perfect day that's this research by science. Scientists, it's not the day of the week, it's the combination of what makes up the perfect day.
Yeah, so it's meant to be like, it makes you extremely happy, it puts you in a good mood, everything is going good, it's the perfect day. So researchers in Canada in the University of British Columbia have analysed data from the American Time Use Survey. So this is up from 2013 to 2021, so it's over a long period of time. And they used artificial intelligence to pinpoint the activities that lead to people reporting that they've had a better than typical day. So for me, the perfect day is All Ireland Sunday.
Really? Is that your perfect day?
Oh, well, like a match followed by friends, socialising, all that sunny weather. Like even last year, I wasn't even at the match, but you were with friends and family watching it.
So it's home, friends, family.
Yeah, watching a match when you can enjoy just the whole game, the conversation in between, all the crack.
That's your perfect day.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, just there's nothing better than a game day like that in Croke Park. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes you think. Do you know one of my best day memories that I can think of? I was only talking about this recently. Myself and three friends
went to a Westlife concert.
Well, yeah, that's all equally a perfect day. We're away for a weekend and we were in Bordeaux. And we went out on a day trip to a vineyard, right? But we spent the day, there was hardly anybody else there, just us having a picnic in this really rural area in a vineyard drinking wine. And I still quote that as being one of my favourite ever holidays that I've done. I love that memory.
Did it include 2 hours of exercising? Lifting up and down your arm.
There was a lot of arm workout that day, all right, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is supposedly meant to make you happy. So I suppose I don't know if I'm going to try it anytime soon because 6 hours spent for family time, I barely see my mother coming in. I know, you'd have to head back. The travel alone.
So they're always here in Dublin when you stop.
Yeah, well, that apparently is your perfect day for anyone out there listening. Go and spend some time with your family and friends. And 15 minutes commuting. Jesus, you wouldn't get that in Dublin City.
It was an hour this morning coming in the rain, but anyway. Right, so that is the combination, according to scientists, to make up your perfect day.
Salagadoola, metrigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Have you ever heard of Cinderella partying?
No.
So it's apparently a new trend that has come to the forefront.
Cinderella partying. So this has to be something to do with going home early.
So it's going home before 12. So apparently it's a growing trend.
There's a reason I don't know much. Unfortunately, don't know much about it.
I was going to say, between me and you, we've never seen 12 o'clock.
It's the Irish goodbye then.
Yeah, it's basically the Irish goodbye. And apparently 51% of women who go out and socialise with their friends are happier when they're tucked up in bed before 12. So this is a new trend. It's growing on TikTok. You're seeing people kind of post videos as they're kind of doing their skincare on the tube or on the Dart home. They're taking off the makeup before they get to bed so they can come straight into bed and jump in and everything's done. So more than half of women surveyed say that, and also 65% of women say they actually prefer an evening spent at home as opposed to going out and socialising. It's a survey by Number 7 found that 40% also say they actually look forward to going to bed early. So I suppose in a way people...
Sorry, I love going to bed. I love going to my bed early. Now, I'm terrible for watching Netflix and stuff in bed, but I do like going to bed early. Like midweek, I'm not a night owl at all.
Yeah.
And I do actually prefer going out during the day than I do so much, nighttime. My problem is that I never know when to go home.
Especially when it's in Bordeaux.
Yeah. Never know when to go
but
home.
Apparently this is making people enjoy going out more. And
so
like people are going out like that a little bit earlier, being home earlier and having the full night's sleep. And it's really taken off on TikTok. The amount of people I see on TikTok, specifically women going home early saying, I slipped out, did the Irish goodbye. Now, I wouldn't, like you, I'd never be one to do an Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
I just enjoy the crack too much.
I've two friends over the years from even when we were in college, actually two of my male friends who were desperate for an Irish goodbye. You know, they just, we would be out with a gang and they'd just slip off and never say they were going. And when I think of the Cinderella party, and I think of them.
Well, apparently, the skincare is called the rush hour skincare routine. So you're trying to get it done before your commute finishes.
Speaking of skincare, it's barbers in the UK training. They're training up to talk to customers about mental health.
Yeah, so it's barbers in Swindon, in a wheelchair town, Swindon, and they're training. They're partaking with kind of the local public healthcare team to train to talk to their clients about mental health. Now, I don't know about you and your hairdresser, but I have an incredible relationship with my barber.
Yeah, so do I get on great with
And my mother is a hairdresser and like I see the relationship she has with her clients, but I would tell my barber anything. I'd tell him more than I tell my siblings.
Really?
Yeah, I trust him with absolutely anything. If I had a problem, if I had something to discuss or something to just like... Here, listen to this, break this down for me. What'll I do here? He'll chat to me and he'll tell me.
And it's funny because like you wouldn't sit in the seat. Boys tend not to sit in the seat as long as women do.
Yeah, like haircuts take around 40 minutes at the moment. Like
40 minutes.
And if you're doing a beard now, which I have lack of, that adds 20 minutes. So like a lad could be in there for like a whole hour.
Yeah.
And I've seen now on certain apps that you can click quiet haircut. So you can tick a box that says quiet.
Don't talk to me. I get on great now.
Like you're well able to talk to her.
Oh yeah. I'll be in there for hours and we'll talk for hours about anything and everything going on.
Yeah, well I suppose in a sense women's hair takes like...
If you're getting highlights.
Highlights. And it could be... And in that space time you have the time to go on the phone, you can be showing things.
Taking phone calls the whole lot.
But I just think the relationship people have with their hairdressers is incredible.
Yeah.
And I would trust them to the ends of the earth.
It's a great initiative.
Yeah. I think it should absolutely be rolled out in barbers here in Ireland to take the initiative from the UK and run with it.
Now, if you're a vinyl lover, you're going to love this. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
Yes, the sound of In Excess there. I picked that clip because it was the first vinyl single my dad bought my mom. When they were dating, and I still have it in my room. So I got a record player from my 21st off my friends, and I always wanted one, and they kind of had heard me say it, bought me the record player, and Mam got into the attic and pulled loads of vinyls down.
Amazing.
So she had like up to 20 of them. I have the Carpenters, I have Tina Turner's original with Simply the Best on it and all that. So I have loads of vinyls, and like that I've started to collect my own kind of people I like. I have loads of different ones like Harry Styles, Sabrina Carpenter, the whole lot. But because of this kind of takeoff in vinyl records,
it's huge.
It's gone huge. Everyone has a vinyl player. A new vinyl record pressing plant has opened in Clane in County Kildare. So it's going to see around a dozen people working in Anthem Vinyl, just to, I suppose, coincide with the growth of the industry at the moment. But like it's seen vinyl sales in Ireland have reached 397 units in 2024 out of 396,000 in 2023. So it's only going up, and it's the only vinyl record factory of its kind in Ireland. So like it's incredible to see like us turning back, like
the resurgence.
Yeah, like I remember we used to have a tape recorder in the car, like, and loved
playing everything over and repeat.
Yeah, but it's kind of, it's the enjoyment of putting the vinyl onto the
record. Do you listen to it much?
Oh yeah.
You do,
do you know when I do, when if it's a summer's evening, play it out, you can plug it in anywhere. Like that's kind of the joy of it at the moment. Or if you're cleaning the house, you can flip it over and swap them. I love it to bits.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we'll see a lot more vinyls in Ireland with this.
Lovely. No.
You guys, just what if this map could lead to One-Eyed Willie's rich stuff? I'm setting booty traps.
You mean booby traps?
That's what I said, booby traps. I want to go home.
Yes, of course, the sound of the Goonies
the
there.
Goonies.
Were you a fan?
I actually remember as a child being half afraid of this.
Yeah.
Well, like, it is a kind of, a, like, as a kid, I remember actually, I think I first watched this with my neighbours who were a bit older.
Yeah,
than
I definitely saw it.
I remember finding it a bit terrifying.
I definitely saw it as a kid, and like that, Gremlins as well, both kind of produced by Warner, and they've announced, they've confirmed yesterday that both the Goonies and the Gremlins will get a reboot.
Oh, really?
Or kind of. We haven't got full confirmation whether it's going to be a sequel or whether it's going to be kind of a whole reboot.
A remake.
New. Yeah, but Pam Abdy, the chair of Warner, confirmed yesterday that both movies are in development. Kihi Kwan, who won the Oscar for Supporting Actor 2 years ago in Everything All There at Once, he was in the original Goonies and it was the first time acting since when he won the Oscar. Like, it was crazy. So I feel like we'll probably see the likes of him.
He'll be back.
But it's just such a classic. Like, I remember watching...
Ah, yeah. Sorry, it was a good kids movie.
Yeah, and like, when people listening today, they hear the Gremlins and the Goonies are coming back, they're going to be, like, taken back to their childhood and kind of reminisce of, like, them wet days like we have here today watching the Goonies and the Gremlins.
We love nostalgia on Lunchtime Live. Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million for bringing a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Thank you very much, Andrea.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.